If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Hello, Stephen Ambrose.
Good morning. So nice to hear your voice in the morning.
It's so nice to hear yours. How's it going? What's happening with tech?
Been a while. Yeah, it's now all good. All mad. Tech is absolutely going nuts at the moment. So all good.
I'm seeing everything about this folding phone. What is that? It's a Samsung, right?
Well, a number of people have made folding phones, but Samsung
terrible
sort of pre-launched something called their Fold a couple of, well, about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And they went live. They were going to release it for sale this week. And guess what? All the review devices, not all, a significant number of review devices that they handed to the media failed. In other words, the Fold don't fold. And it broke.
Did you get one?
No, not yet. The launch, the local South African launch was tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk
delayed,
about?
They've delayed the launch. So there you go. Just shows you cutting edge tech can literally cut you.
Yeah. Let's talk about BBM. I'll BBM you, your topics.
I thought this would resonate with you, being a fond BlackBerry user myself.
Yeah.
BBM was the way. I mean, it was revolutionary. So many people cut their teeth on instant messaging using BBM Messenger. And for a while, it was by far the biggest instant messaging platform on the planet. And I mean, everybody had it. But of late, I still have BBM on my iPhone, of all strange things in the world. When BlackBerry stopped making their phones, they decided to license this platform to another crowd in Indonesia, who then made it completely cross-platform, something that BlackBerry should have done long, long, long time ago. In other words, it worked on Apple, it worked on Android, it worked pretty much everywhere, even on your desktop. And it just never, as the devices themselves waned, the use of BBM and the growth of WhatsApp sort of coincided. So now everybody you know is on WhatsApp. And if you go into BBM, as I said, I have it on my iPhone, there's no one there. It's like a desert. You're like screaming into the dunes. There's just nobody there. And the sad news is that as of 31 May 2019, BBM will be no more. They are shutting down the service. And even if you had a fond memory of it, it's now actually gone, which is quite something.
Yeah. I actually saw that BlackBerry said that it's going to open up BBME. That's an enterprise version of BBM to individual customers. That sounds like a really good idea.
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, there are a number of proprietary BBM platforms, and the technology itself is excellent. The sad thing is that there is no smarter, more secure messaging platform than BBM. And when you couple that with BlackBerry's extensive work in corporate secured communication, it's just a no-brainer that it fits in there. But from the, so if you have a company corporate BlackBerry platform or BlackBerry managed system, you'll be able to get BBM on your iPhone, on your Android, wherever, as long as your phone itself is managed by your company. But that limits it considerably, and the average sort of home user will no longer, not that they think about it right now, but will have no access to the platform as of 31 May. So if you are one of those holdout BlackBerry users, you're going to have to find another platform to work. And it's also, interestingly, a complete nail in the coffin for the BlackBerry phone, because Facebook, the older BlackBerry phones, that ones that don't run Android, a lot of them are still in the market. Tons still work. I notice a lot of people still using them out there. You used to have a messenger platform on there. Now WhatsApp doesn't work on there. Facebook doesn't work on there. Nothing works on your phone. All you can do is send an SMS or make a phone call, which is quite a come down. And that's going to be the major impact in places like South Africa and Africa, where people tend to keep phones going long past their sell-by date.
Fascinating. Stephen Ambrose, I just would like to, at this point, tell you that I have been using my BlackBerry now for almost 3 years, and I haven't had a day's problem with it.
I've always loved BlackBerries, and I've always loved, though, these are the new generation Android BlackBerries, but still the quality and the way they work is just great.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. All right, thank you so much.
great stuff, and we'll chat soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, what are you talking about on Thursday?
Oh, so many things, notably the BlackBerry Fold. I've got a whole host of interesting phones, some with five cameras on the back, the new Nokia 9. So lots of interesting stuff going on, and all the news and reviews, but there's been a lot happening. It's just the pre-summer rush to get everything to market for the Northern Hemisphere. And so there's lots of product launches. There's the 8K TV coming from Samsung, also launching tomorrow. So if you thought 4K was cutting edge, sorry for you. You now need an 8K TV. Just never stops, and that's what I love about it.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much, Steve.
Brilliant. Chat soon. Thanks. Bye. Cheers.